mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We will recap some of the top stories coming up in the next segment. The company running elections in New Hampshire with a narcotics trafficker running it. As we just broke that up on PrisonPlanet.com, TruthNews.us, RonPaulWarRoom.com. Kind enough to be with us this segment. The next is Bob Chapman, TheInternationalForecaster.com. We'll tell you how to get a free copy before he leaves us. I was going to have a lady on about chemtrails today. I keep rescheduling her, and I've got the Granny Warriors coming on. They're trying to do a recount. There's just too much happening. Let's continue with these calls. We just got Howard Stern, Bapa Bowie. You know, that's all fine and dandy and fun, but we're dealing with adult stuff here. And believe me, when you're in a soup line, then you're going to remember this, son. It's not funny. We don't have an agrarian society now. We were 80% rural then. We could survive. We can't survive it now. Do you understand? Because you're a bunch of domesticated monkeys. You're little children. You don't know how to skin a buck or run a trot line. You don't know anything, even how to wipe your little snot noses. Do you have any comments, Bob Chapman, to how soft people gotten in general and stupid?
Well, they sure have. It shows up in all segments of society, and it runs the gamut. I wrote a piece this morning about corporate criminality and how corporations are making arrangements for criminal suits, criminal actions to be dropped against them, and so that they can pay fines and worm their way out of it. And John Ashcroft is in the center of one of these problem situations. In 05, they did 5 of those. In 06, they did 33 of them. And what softness there is there is that there's always some way you can buy your way out of something.
Well, the local environmentalists here in town.
All the way down the line.
Exactly. Take here in Austin. They got the former city officials who openly own the banks and own the land and own the property of people they stole it from. I mean, it's just mafia right out in the open. And they'll just laugh at you. They just don't even care now, Bob.
That's right. Well, they will once difficulties come, if they do come, because people are going to say, who did this to us? And you and I will be around to point them out so that they can go to trial and be adjudicated.
Well, I just can't. I mean, it's scary. You say if things, you know, unravel, it's going to unravel, isn't it, Bob? The question is, how bad is it going to unravel and when is it going to completely unravel?
Well, I think it's going to go on for several years, maybe as long as 5 or 6. They're going to grasp at any straw that they can to keep this thing going because their whole timetable was disrupted. The situation that they had created in the Middle East was a failure. And even Zbigniew Brzezinski said it set back our plans for world government by 30 years. And I think it's longer than that.
Why did they think they could carry out 9/11 and that would, I mean, because that failed for them too, didn't it?
It really did. And of course, the invasions and occupations in the Middle East have turned into mush. We got a situation where they're trying to start a war with Iran and can't. Pakistan's upside down because Musharraf wouldn't play ball with Bhutto. They both hated each other, so he had her blasted away with the accedance of the U.S. government. And because all those things have gone on, what they've done to the economy to make it fall, they wanted to put off because it wasn't time anymore, and they couldn't stop the timetable, and they're stuck, and they're going to do everything they can to keep this thing afloat.
Now, Bob, sorry, Bob, go ahead.
Sooner or later, we're going to have to face some music.
I want to ask you when we get back and then go to the calls, does their extending it out and playing games make it worse when it finally unravels? Because the common thought is it does. Does it in your educated opinion? We'll be back with your calls and a lot more. Final segment with Bob Chapman. More on Ron Paul and the election theft in New Hampshire.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
I don't like things that I see, and I ain't crazy about dollar a gallon self-serve gasoline, and they nearly broke me with a high price of beef. And the funny thing is, they think they're putting this over on me. I've always been an upstanding citizen, but I am getting fed up now, my friend. And if you don't understand what I've said, I'm tired of being Johnny B. Good, and I'm gonna be Johnny Reb. Yeah, I'm gonna be Johnny Reb, 'cause I don't believe everything I've seen and read. And I work like hell just to keep a roof and a bed. I'm tired of being Johnny B. Good, and I'm gonna be Johnny Reb.
Good old Hank Williams Jr.
This country's getting in a kind of bad shape, when the gasoline profits are up, up and away. Can barely live on my take-home pay. There's a whole lot of people that agree with what I say. Don't tell me to ride above and turn down my thermostat, when you're all running around in jets and Cadillacs. We can't take this lying down. We gotta try and fight back till they believe what we said. We're tired of being Johnny D. Good, then we gotta be Johnny.
Johnny Reb.
Yeah, we gonna be Johnny Reb. Cause we don't believe everything we've seen and read. And we work like hell just to keep a roof and a bed. We're tired of being Johnny Be Good, and we've gotta be Johnny Reb. We're tired of being Johnny Be Good, and we're gonna be Johnny Reb.
And that's the $64 million question for Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. Warrior calls coming up in just a moment. Bob, I mean, you heard my question back at the end of the break. Them extending it out, does that make it worse, A, and B? Again, I know you're saying this is going to unravel. It's only going to get worse over the next few years. I mean, what are the breaks? Is it going to be... you know, 50% chance just a horrible recession, 50% chance depression, or, I mean, what are, try to quantify that for us.
Well, we're in recession already, and the recession will get considerably worse over the next couple of years, and it will turn into depression. And how long can they keep it going, and how far can they take it? I don't know, but I do know that they probably can take it out over the next couple of years at least, and probably three, maybe longer. It all depends on how things break, and you just never know. The chances of depression, I think, are without a change in Washington, without Ron Paul, and without a change in Congress, we're talking about probably 80% chance of depression. If Ron Paul were to be elected, he doesn't have any magic elixirs, but he knows all about the problems. They will be addressed. And maybe we'll be able to make it through the Depression without killing each other.
Now, the establishment aren't complete idiots at the top. That's why they're in control. They have to know all this, but they're not changing course. They're just trying to run offshore, as they're all doing, and literally buying private islands. I know a lot of elite people who know even bigger elite people, and they say the word is the U.S., quote, isn't going to exist. And then I say, what does that mean? And they just say, just you know, hell on earth. And I go, well, what does that mean? And they just said, basically what Paul Craig Roberts says. And what's going to happen when the yuppies start to find out? I mean, they've been telling, we've been in recession for, what, over a year, really getting serious. Now they're admitting we're in a recession. Now they're saying maybe depression. What happens when yuppies find out what dollar devaluation means? What happens when they find out about the real world? Then they lose confidence. Then it accelerates.
Well, I think probably they'll lose their jobs. They'll have to take jobs which, if they can find them, which don't suit the income that they had previously. Their debt, which all of them have a great deal of, is going to blow up in their face. Many of them will go bankrupt. And I think that the whole... the genre of people, let's say under 40, 45, are going to be in a terrible situation because they don't want to understand or they don't understand. And they're just going to have to pay for it.
By the way, as you know, Bob, because I know you watch the national news shows and hear it, have you seen all the snickering and laughing and they giggle at people like us and make little jokes? Oh, the dollar, it's not going down. Oh, everything's... I mean, is that a confidence job with most of them, or do you think some of them actually believe their own bull?
I think a lot of them believe their own bull, especially on Wall Street. And, you know, when I run up against them, I say, hey, wait a minute. Do you want to go back and see what I did? We got out of the market at the top in 2000, in April. We got everybody long gold and silver-related assets. They've made a fortune. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we got everybody out of their houses and wanted to get out and got rid of their extra property.
Same advice
that
we put out. I mean, we've given everybody pure gold, Bob.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they can't argue us. They say, look, the record is there. We're right. You're wrong. If you want to keep on doing what you're doing, that's fine. I can't save everybody.
Well, a lot of people are saying, you know, we shouldn't have a gold-backed currency or get back to sound money because the elite owns the gold. Well, they also own the fiat, and Paul's just saying we need to move out of that system towards something that's got a controlled benchmark, and a lot of people are in our own camp are saying he's wrong about that. Your take on that?
I think he said move parallel, and I think he's right. You can't totally disrupt the system on the spot. Things are going to be bad enough as it is, and so I think you're going to have a dollar and a gold-backed dollar.
That's what he said as competing currencies. They misconstrue what he really says.
That's right. And that's deliberate.
Well, and, you know,
it's a very complex subject, too, so it's not easy for most people to understand.
Well, I notice when you get attacked, when I get attacked, when Ron Paul gets attacked, because I see the attacks against you, they never attack the man and the real idea. They create straw men and then attack that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, I know a lot of
those, those attacks are going to get bigger and greater as we go along. And you're going to have an armadillo skin. And well, I hope you have a license to carry.
Well, you know, I
do.
I like being attacked because it lets me know, Bob, I'm doing my job.
You got it.
Let's take a couple calls here. Let's talk to Jeff in Vermont. You're on the air with Bob Chapman, Jeff.
Hi, Alex. I have a very urgent message to all Ron Paul supporters. This morning, I contacted Republican presidential candidate Albert Howard. He's from Ann Arbor, Michigan, and he was on the ballot in New Hampshire.
Yes.
And he says he would be absolutely 100% behind asking for a recount. But the trouble is, from my research, I believe it's without an injunction, we only have until tomorrow to file. So I contacted the Granny Warriors. I know you're going to have them on later. And I left another message after I talked to him the first time. But they have enough money to fly, get them on a plane, but it has to happen, like, right now. We got to get them on a plane in New Hampshire, put them up in a hotel room.
I know, you know? I know. Listen, I appreciate your call. I can't do it all. I've called the Paul campaign. I have talked to Bev Harris. I got the Granny Warriors coming on. And I'm not sure about it having to be tomorrow. We got to vet that out, but we don't have time to wait. I agree we shouldn't wait any longer. I mean, I just can't hold the whole world up on my shoulders like Atlas. We're trying here. Bob, I think it's the Ron Paul campaign's place. I mean, I'm glad this other fellow's going to try it, but I'm not mad at the Paul campaign, but, you know, they've got to get more aggressive.
Well, I agree with you. We only can do so much. I mean, I don't have a radio program like you do. I'm just kind of a sidewinder. I visit 18 programs a week, but they can't expect us to do publications, get on the air, do all the research, and then run around and take legal actions in their behalf. They got to do it.
And I guess we do need to get some money to Mr. Howard and Albert Howard. And I tell you what, I got somebody here offering to bankroll it, and I know the guys helped me out before. So I'll talk to the Granny Warriors, and I'll just get the number to Mr. Howard. And just I'll put him in touch with our good friend. I'm not even going to say his first name, and then we'll put the ball in their court. So, in fact, I'm not going to wait on this anymore. Hey, Aaron! I always yell at Aaron because he's right out the glass. Aaron, come in here. I'm not going to wait anymore. Fine, we'll just take action. We'll put the airplanes in the air, and we'll make Ron Paul run, and we'll just do everything from behind the scenes. Go call the Granny Warriors. They're coming on later, but we can't wait. Get Howard's number. And then call Howard and put him in touch with this individual. Oh, this is the German High Court article. Get the other one. I'm sorry, Bob. I'm just having to do this live on the air.
No problem.
Give this information. Now I can't find it. Go to Mike, the contributor. Go to him. Get the Granny Warriors on the line. Get this Howard guy's number and put the contributor on the line with the Howard guy to give him the money to go, okay? Sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. No, you were going to come up with another question when that struck your fancy.
Well, it's just about waiting. It'll end up not happening. No, I just... We can feel revolution. Do you not see, I mean, the positive side, though? I mean, I'm asking your opinion. Do you not see a huge awakening happening, though?
No, I can see it's happening. It's happening very slowly, unfortunately. What will expedite it is during this year, unemployment will climb probably a couple of points. They say it's 5%, that would be 7%. I say it's 14%, that would be 16%. And that'll start to wake people up. They're already seeing it in the pocketbook. You saw it in the Christmas sales. The credit card debits are up high. People are scrambling to use their home still as long as they can as ATM machines. That's ending. The money's not going to be there anymore. That $500-600 billion a year. It needed in the economy to make it really hum.
Bob, do go to the bottom of the hour with us. Quick break. Final 5 minutes with Bob. Quickly with your calls. I'm going to jam in four of you on the other side with Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. Go there, check it out, get a free copy. You want it. We'll be right back.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Chapman is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. RonPaulWarRoom.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's jam in some final calls for Bob Chapman. Mike in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. This is Mike up in Rochester. Listen, thanks for all you do. Last Thursday, my son and I, a 13-year-old son, drove up to Manchester to work with the Operation Live Free or Die people. And I just wanted your listeners to know what a great group of people they really were. Decent, smart, intelligent. You know, they all just came from all over the country. They just drove up there. They didn't know where to go or anything. They just showed up. You know, we did sign waving and marching and door-to-door canvassing, phone banking and poll watching. And I want to encourage your listeners to, you know, and I hear you say this to your listeners many times, to just get involved, to not wait, you know, to just, wherever you are, just get out. You know, that that people, you know, they need numbers. They need to see somebody else doing it. And they'll get involved themselves. It was really amazing. I mean, we were walking up and down the streets. We owned the streets up there in Manchester. It was really something.
But magically, Ron Paul didn't even got half of what he got
that, you know, listen, it was. But you know, those campaigns know about us. You know, they
let's get a comment
know about
from
Ron
Bob.
Paul.
Let's get a comment from Bob Chapman on people taking action. Thanks for the call, sir.
Yeah.
Bob.
Well, you know, it's incumbent that they do take action, and otherwise nothing's going to happen. And in New Hampshire, they obviously just don't understand. You know, let's say that Ron Paul got 15% of the vote. They still don't understand what the problem is. It's got to be communicated to them. Ron Paul's got to get on the air, and he's got to continue to tell people what's going on, what's really going on.
Bob, is there a silver lining to all this? Because we've told everybody about the New World Order, the fractional reserve banking, the devaluation of the currency, what the New World Order is, the North American Union. The public's just now starting to learn about it, and then everything Ron Paul said was going to happen is now starting to happen. And so when stuff really gets bad, then they're going to remember and know who to blame.
Well, I think you're right about that, but we need action now. We need people to say, gee, let's put this man in office so that maybe the times won't be as bad as they would be otherwise.
But maybe one of thousands of newsletters over the years that he didn't write, somebody said something halfway a little unpolitically correct. Let's just forget about it. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, Tim.
Hello, gentlemen. I have a comment and a quick question. Back in 2003, Dr. Lawrence Britt had written a paper where he examined different fascist regimes, and he came up with 14 characteristics, and fraudulent elections was one of them. If I may briefly read, sometimes elections in fascist nations are a complete sham. Other times elections are manipulated by smear campaigns against or even assassinations of opposition candidates, and they go into use of legislation, the manipulation of the media, that kind of stuff. Now, my question is, I know there's a lot, what you said earlier, Alex, there's a significant amount of cash involved in these recounts?
Yes.
$60,000 is a lot of monetized debt, and I'm just wondering if they're doing that on purpose just so they can steal more money from them.
Oh, they could care less about $67,000, thanks. They control the money. They issue the money. There's this thought, and I'm not trying to poo-poo you, but I want a final comment from our guest, Bob Chapman. People think the elite want to, quote, make money, and their minions do, but the elite issue the currency. They issue the control of the systems. They're all about controlling the infrastructure, Bob.
Yeah, they do what they want to do, and a good example of that is the arrogance in which they've tried to rig the election in New Hampshire, and they get caught doing it, and just like in Florida. And yes, the American people know that that goes on, and they've got to try to do something about it. They gotta, you know, get out and vote for Ron Paul and vote against people who refuse to accede to their wishes in Congress.
Bob, how do folks get a free sample copy of your newsletter? How do they sign up for it? It's a true value.
They can go to the site which you've been mentioning for the last hour or so, which is theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com. Or they can call toll-free to 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Bob Chapman, thank you so much for spending time with us. And let's not skip a year next time. Let me get you on very soon again to give us analysis on what's happening.
Just let me know.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
You bet. There goes Bob Chapman. A gigantic bus just drove by. Then it drove back by again. This is Granny Warriors. I didn't know that when I said I'd have them on at 1:30. That they would actually physically be here, but they are materializing. Maybe they hyper warp from New Hampshire, but I've got to, I guess, greet them or something, or who knows? It's insane. I was going to have a lady on about chemtrails today again, but we've moved her to tomorrow. I feel so bad for her. I want to keep taking your calls on what's happening domestically with the Ron Paul.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. It is literally a three-ring circus here. I keep watching a bus drive back and forth with a monkey, a literal monkey of some type on the back, a living monkey. It says Granny Warriors. My whole crew just went spilling out the front of the office. I'm living in an insane asylum. Literally, it's a Twilight Zone episode. And we're trying to get this candidate. Yes, it's on his own website. It's all over the web, so it's no secret. One of the Republican candidates to fly out to New Hampshire to contest the vote. There's something about it. There's a deadline tomorrow. We have not confirmed that. For those that just joined us, there is definitely, I'm not joking about the monkey, folks, okay? Man, I can't handle it. It's like I live in the Big Lebowski or something. We had Sutton, where they said he had zero votes, Ron Paul, and then magically people come out and say no on the RonPaulWarroom.com. They say, hey, we voted. And now other counties are saying, the townships, we voted, we voted, we voted, we voted. On and on and on. So that developed, and then you have in all these townships 500 votes, 200 votes, 300 votes, 20 votes. I mean, where it says other. It doesn't say who it is. It just says other, and they say, we're not going to tell you what that means. Not one of the 12 candidates. And then you have the fact that Ron Paul should have gotten double his numbers according to what the poll showed. Same thing with Obama. He was 20 points against that witch, Hillary. I don't even like Obama. I don't trust him as far as you can throw him. wife CFR, the rest of it, but compared to Hillary, he's an angel cake, at least for now. Doesn't have all the dirt under his belt she does. Maybe someday he will. I don't trust him. But the point is he obviously has been cheated. And it's Albert Howard, U.S. President 2008. And he looks like quite a character himself. We'll see if he's the guy to fly out there and contest it. Hey, anybody can contest it. That's fine with me, but we need Ron Paul to contest it. And I know that's what's making all you go crazy out there. I don't know what to say. Let's go to Granny Warrior Linda Honeycutt. I know it's been all over the place on Terry Schiavo issues, you name it, for years. They drive around their bus. Linda, tell us what you do around the country. Tell us what your job is.
I'm the female Alex Jones.
Yeah.
It's a stir-up trouble.
But you got a monkey to boot.
Well, yeah, I've got something you haven't got.
I mean, literally, I forgot you guys. Now, describe this monkey, because I'm looking out the window here, and I'm thinking somebody slipped me some LSD or something. What's going on here with the monkey?
Oh, he's my buddy.
What kind of creature is it? What kind of primate?
He's a capuchin monkey from Brazil.
A capuchin monkey from Brazil.
Yeah, he's one of those illegal aliens.
And what does the capuchin monkey riding around on the back of the RV do for you? Just spread the word of liberty?
That's right. He draws a crowd for us, and everywhere there's a crowd, we get a chance to hand out Ron Paul information.
Well, I know you guys have done a great job. Okay, have you had a chance to go to a computer now? It was like $6,000 this morning.
I haven't looked at it, but I just talked to Mr. Howard, and he's ready to fly out. All we've got to do is get him his plane ticket.
How did you just talk to Mr. Howard? You told us 10 minutes ago you didn't have his number.
Well, somebody called me in between there. In fact, Mr. Howard just called.
Okay, good. Well, can you get over here to the office so we can talk to him? Because we have a contributor who also wants to help.
Sure can. I don't think you're very far away, are you?
Well, now, are you looking for our office? Because we thought we were doing the interview over phone, but we see the monkey and the whole circus rolling down the street. So please,
we're parked on the street somewhere, and the guys just got out to go talk to somebody. So
okay,
I'm
we'll just
inside. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're gonna have you guys just come on over to the office because I don't want any time to waste. And then we need to go ahead and call Mr. Howard or Mr. Howard if he can get in. We need to call Mr. Howard because I want to fire and forget. I want to do my duty, give him the contributor. Or I guess if you guys have got the money, that's fine.
Well, if it's not the money, we'll just go ahead and make the plans and get it done.
No, I know, but we have a big contributor. Might help more with other things like paying for the recount.
Oh, you know, it's not going to cost that much. Everybody said $65,000. From what I've heard, it's $500.
I've tried to do recounts here locally, and it was like 60-something thousand. I think because people living in Travis County is about like New Hampshire. It's a million people. I think you've got to do a total recount if you do it, because a single recount in a single area doesn't do it. You want to show the entire fraud.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think you're going to need more than $500. Beth Harris says it's $67,000. But
okay, well, she ought to know. We talked to her earlier. I didn't even get into the prices with her, though.
Well, really, it needs to be the Ron Paul campaign here. I mean, I understand Granny Warriors and monkeys and everything else. You know, whoever's got to do the job will do it. But I'm just thinking we need expertise, strategy. But we don't have time to wait on all of this.
That's right. And you can forget the campaign committee because they'll talk about it for the next 2 weeks. It'll be just too late. You know, they're real smart people, and I have a lot of respect for them. But they're just not able to comprehend what's going on with the average folks like us. You know, we want something done now.
I understand. I understand what you're saying. We've got to take action. We can't wait if it's thrust to us to do this, and it has to be done. Okay, well, just come on over to the office then, and just walk on in, and you can bring the monkey too. We never had a monkey in the office, and
I'd make two of them.
So bring them on over, and then let's get Howard on the phone. And if you want this contributor who's helped us out in the past, you can have him. If not, fine. You can just try to collect money there on the chip in deal. So we'll talk to you in a moment. Anything else you want to add?
No, just tell them to go to my website and look at what we're doing.
What is that?
GrannyWarriors.com.
GrannyWarriors.com. All right. I look forward to meeting you and the monkey here in person in a moment.
All right. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Oh, God. Man, this is a twilight zone. And we've got this felon running the machines and the cards for the computers. It's always a narcotics trafficker. It's never anything else. Sometimes it's the double goody of a CIA operative who's a convicted narcotics trafficker, but that's who runs it all. And a little you run that, you run everything. You don't think over every county and every city and every town that they're not going to have somebody in there to control that? Of course they are. That's where billions per city is at. All right, I said I'd take calls. Recapping, it's up there right now at PrisonPlanet.com, TruthNews.us, Infowars.com, all the exclusive information, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Paul not only had New Hampshire stolen from him, so did Barack Obama, hands down, absolutely confirmed. And now you've got a felon narcotics dealer running it, and the national media, this is the big issue, even bigger than what is Ron Paul going to do. The national media is, in a few places, had mentioned, okay, there was some places where Ron Paul didn't have his votes counted. That's a big issue. Now you got a drug dealer. And every time this happens, it's in regional news, never national news. We need an article up on truthnews.us, prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv. I don't care which person does it. I don't care who gets it done of my writers. Are you got smart listeners out there. You're welcome to go compile it, post it on RonPaulWarRoom.com. We'll put it on all the other big sites and magnify it. Somebody needs to put a challenge out to the national media and say, listen, we can't have convicted drug dealers running the computers and running the election in New Hampshire. And also, we need somebody to put a call out to Ron Paul. I know DV Kids done it at News with Views. That's good. Hey, you know, here's the strategy reasons you got to do this, but not just strategy. If there's fraud, the electoral system, the election system, the voting system is bigger than Ron Paul. And, you know, there's this idea in the corporate, you know, world of the two parties that you don't contest elections. Bull. Bull. If you've got cheating going on, that is bigger than the election. That is about the people's right to go in there and vote. And here we are. I'm not going to just let this go by. I'm not going to just sit here and let all this happen. So sick of it. I'm just so sick of, you know, you have corruption right out in the open. The polls don't fit match. You got corruption going on. You got votes not being counted. You got all these witnesses. You got Greenville now with the same thing happening. You got a drug dealer running it all who threatens people reportedly. You got all this happening, and the national media isn't covering it. Call CNN. Call Fox. Start a boycott of them if they don't cover it. Call all the New Hampshire papers. You tell them, hey, you talk about this guy having a criminal record, now there's a pattern of this nationwide. That's news, you little corporate whore media, and don't you try to say it isn't. It's as big a news as it gets. And it's the same thing with all these issues. I'm sorry, I'm just exhausted. I'm in between being exhausted and angry. I'm just emotionally sucked dry. And all I got is anger left. And you throw in RVs and granny warriors and monkeys, and it just takes me to a whole other level. I just frankly can't handle it. Oh.
Oh, God.
You got the UN saying get ready for massive flu pandemics and mass death and martial law, mainstream news, Reuters. I can't handle it. The dollar plunging, gold exploding. I can't handle it. Nutcase, idiot citizenry that knows nothing of what's going on. Freaked out, brainwashed cops in black uniforms, face scanning cameras, control grids, open borders, foreigners running all over us. Well, I mean, this is insane. Is the monkey in the office yet? I want to see this thing up close. Hey, Aaron, is the monkey here yet? What on earth is that? Oh, that's them drilling in the walls, putting in more surveillance equipment here. Oh, all right, I said I'd go to calls. Let's just jam in a bunch here. Who's up next? Robert and Callie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, sir.
All right, I've been studying the G10, and I have a lot of questions about Bilderberg. But I was wondering how close the Bilderberg and G10 operate. And then also, with the corporations, like you're just talking about controlling the media and all that, can they reach right through the G10 and hit that, or are they more for, trade and stuff? Do you know about that?
Now, to show my ignorance, just a month ago it was still the G8. Is it the G10 now?
Well, they have the G7, G8, G10. The G10, I think that's interesting because your Bob, the guy before, he said that Switzerland, you know, they got that strong gold-backed economy. They are the latest members, so they're actually 11 members of the G10.
Okay, so I guess it's not a G7, G8. They keep expanding the bodies, what it is. It's not separate deals. Okay, let me just stop you. So now it's G11, whatever. Yes, I know the heads of NATO, which is interlocked with the G8, G10 now, you say. I know that it's all – look, if you look at the chairman of the CFR and the chairman of the Bilderberg and the chairman of NATO and the chairman of the – you know, it's literally less than 100 people, and they all chair these different management groups that are over different divisions of it. And it's literally like corporate meetings or corporate boardrooms, and they're all interlocked. And then the Fortune 100 are all interlocked, and they're interlocked with the Fortune 1000. And then they're interlocked with the Fortune 5000. And so they got pie charts and maps, and universities have done big studies on it. It's not hidden. They just know the general public doesn't read these scholarly white papers. And, you know, I'm somewhat of an expert on the whole global structure, but, I mean, it's there. They're operating, and, yeah, it's all the same deal. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Stuart and Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, some people kind of stole my thunder there, but oh well. I just want to say, this is why Ron Paul raised $20 million. I mean, to fight. If you're going to fight evil, you might as well go for broke. He should spend some of that money and grease some palms or do whatever he's got to do to blow all this blow all this up in New Hampshire. Because why keep spending money on campaigning if they're just going to keep stealing your elections?
Yeah, I mean, they're just hoping that they won't stage it in South Carolina. I appreciate your call. I appreciate it, yeah. I mean, they're acting like that's South Carolina, out of their own press, out of their own Charlotte's paper. They're saying that the worst systems in the country are in South Carolina. I mean, decertified everywhere else, total scams. With spooks running that. I mean, it's just incredible. And you politically incorrect nutcases out there, next time I say spooks, don't send me an email like you do. Just because you've attached every word in the English language to something racist, that's the name of government secret operatives, is spooks. You people make me sick. All you do is fall back on some idea to be flummoxed racially, you know, with every, like when I talk about a comprehensive annual financial report, You email me saying that's a racist term. It's just you're idiots. You've been trained how to not be able to take action. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Eric. Eric dropped. Who's up next? Cal in San Francisco. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Not to sound like a broken record, but if Ron Paul does not challenge this election is over. The fundraising will shrivel because all the hope will die. People need to write to Ron Paul, just straight up. He needs to represent the people that are supporting him.
Well, and I mean, he's having to vet and check, and the campaign's exhausted.
All I'm saying is he needs to know how deeply important this is to the people that gave him all the money. And if you believe it, you should write him. If you don't. That's all.
No. I mean, I agree with you, sir. God bless you. No, people need to call the campaign and say, listen, they've not been counting your votes in some of these counties. The polls don't match. You got a crook running it. You need to do something about this. You need to make a statement. You need to go at least file a complaint about it. The electoral process is owed this. Bottom line, I agree with you. Who's up next? Vinny in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say I just wrote Kent Snyder expressing my dismay over the situation. I think that the recount should be taken, not because he's going to get any votes back, because I doubt he will, but just for the point of the fact to expose the fraud.
Yeah, the mainstream media, let me stop you, I agree. Here's the strategy. Okay, the mainstream media is ignoring this right now. They're hoping it just blows over and goes away. It's one of the biggest stories on the web. It's confirmed. Local papers have had to admit it quietly. But if Ron Paul comes out and contests it, it will then give him huge attention. It will expose the fraud. And then that will bring hope back in the fight here. And if they don't, they got a problem. But we haven't heard from the campaign yet what they're going to do. Finish up.
Yeah, actually, and in standing at the end of my email, I said Aaron Russo and the group, the ATF, AFTF group, didn't put their butt on the line for them to bow. And I said, now's not the time. You got to take a stand now. There's no times for playing games anymore, okay? Because the bottom line is just exactly what I agree with you. And some people say, oh, well, it's a strategy. I said, no, the strategy is not to compromise. Because when you compromise, now you're no longer on the side of truth, and God ain't going to come to your aid.
I agree with you. And we don't know Ron Paul's compromising yet. We don't know that yet, but it doesn't look good. Okay? Now, I know that they're exhausted after New Hampshire trying to rest on the ropes a few days. There isn't time for that in this fight. Believe me, don't you think I want to rest? There's no time. There'll be time enough when we're dead, 6 feet under, pushing daisies up for a trillion years. You're only alive one time. Take the bull by the horns. Full speed ahead. Forget the maneuvers. Go straight at them, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their amnesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Everybody knows that Diebold steals it.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight is fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich, that's how it goes. Everybody knows.
I'm going to jam in some final phone calls here at the end.
Everybody knows.
It's the latest info out there anywhere you're going to find is the next hour of rebroadcast. You have to go to Infowars.com and click on what says the mainstream. or you can listen to our secondary stream there. And the show will restart with Bev Harris and the latest analysis still from PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net. Diebold voting machine contractor is a convicted narcotics dealer. And Rosalind Peterson about the chemtrails will be on Monday. I apologize for canceling her twice. It's this election stuff keeps blowing up. More towns coming in that got zero for Paul that actually had votes. This is crazy. Tell everybody you know to tune in throughout the day on the web at Infowars.com. The stream's there. If they want friends or family, you want them to understand what's happened to the economy, how they're stealing it from Ron Paul and Barack Obama, have them just tune in right there at those streams or on your local AM or FM when they rebroadcast a show. And please get all the films at Infowars.com or watch them right now at PrisonPlanet.tv and get 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Robert and Callie, then William and Betty. That's all we got time for. Robert, hit us.
Okay. A gentleman just sent me a link to a YouTube video where a man has videotaped Boston.com from the Boston Globe showing that the numbers were reversed for Ron Paul and McCain, but still, if you look at it, it shows that Ron Paul won by a landslide, but if you go to the bottom of the page, it shows that he got the 17,000 votes.
What is the name of the video? We'll post it right now.
The name of the video is... It is called "Is This Fraud?" and I got the link to it.
Send it to Aaron at Infowars.com, and it'll be posted in the next 10 minutes at JonesReport.com. Okay, "Is This Fraud?" YouTube. You can type it into YouTube, click "Date Added," and you'll find it. Anything else, sir?
There was also a thing from Zoo America, I think it's called, and it shows that they was reporting for 100% that he won by at least. 10 to 15.
Well, here's why I need all you, the listeners, at the War Room, where we all combine forces, all put our brains together. Everything's posted there, RonPaulWarRoom.com. Go into the earlier post, folks, as it keeps rolling through so fast. The most important post that we find, we kind of post at the top of the sticky. That's what it's called. RonPaulWarRoom.com. Thank you, sir. Everybody, Nexus Point there. Attack, 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 attack. We are going to push this into the open that it was fraud there. And if Ron Paul would speak out about it, just say something about it, that he's concerned that they're looking at it, then it would explode into the news. The campaign needs to do that, and I don't want to have to call up and lobby him. Ugh, sick of it. I literally do everything. I'm not whining about it. I'm just exhausted. William in Florida, you're in the middle of the attack battle group InfoWar. Go ahead.
Yes, I am, and I am a battering ram in this. I don't see why the New World Order is afraid of you, Alex, because I am 10,000 times worse than you.
Good.
You're in trouble. I have severe Crohn's disease. I know it's traced to the measles vaccine, and I am disabled because of this. But I am still in the fight. I've got blogs coming. I've got podcasts coming, and I am making a major film. I may have major backing.
Good. Fire out the website or something.
No, it's not yet.
We're out of time, William. Call me back tomorrow. We're out of time. Betty in Ohio, take us out before retransmission launches. Go.
I called Fox News and they said they'll have their story on about New Hampshire tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And their number is 212-301-3000.
I'm sure they'll spin it, enemies of America. God bless you, Betty. Everybody, ram this story out. Get it all at PrisonPlanet.com. Free transmission starts now!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now.